Well, Ronan, here we are. Season launch at Donington. As you walked in, the sun came out outside because it's been raining all morning. That's a good omen for the season, surely.
It's got to be, especially the way pre-season's been. It's been soaking wet and not ideal conditions, but yeah, that's a good omen. I bring the sun with me. Yeah.
I'd take that any day of the week. We'll talk about the coming up season in a moment. But first of all, how's testing been going for you?
Yeah, really, really well. I couldn't be happier, to be honest, with what we actually have done. You can only focus on yourself, focus on what you're doing as a team, because you don't know what everyone else is up to. All the games, the pre-season, it's hard. You know, you can't let yourself get carried away with timesheets and things like that. But actually, where we're at, it's really, really good. Based on kind of self-improvement from last year, car development, setup work has been really, really good. And yeah, just feeling pretty relaxed and the lap time's becoming easy. Big credit to the team of what they've done through the winter period as well. And yeah, obviously, can't wait to put that into anger and see where we do stack up come round one.
Absolutely. You had some strong performances last season. You really made a mark and people started to take note of you in this championship, which by the end of the season must have felt really good.
Absolutely. I think the second half of the year put us more on the map, if you like. And obviously returning for this year as more of a kind of household name, if you like. And yeah, that felt really, really good to have done that and almost make more of a mark on the championship, because we had a strong start to the year, real baptism of fire at round one. Loved Donington Park a lot. And obviously then after that, we had a couple of weekends that were had a little bit of a lull, a little bit of a slump. But then we came back from that and yeah, obviously demonstrated what we can do. And with a full calendar year under our belt, it's, to carry that forward is going to be really the key.
Absolutely. What would you say was your biggest learning from last season?
The biggest takeaway probably be not to get too emotional about things, if I'm honest. Try and not hold on to things for too long, because you can't afford to dwell in this game. Obviously, you know how frantic a Sunday is, race day. Between the on-track action, what we do off-track with the sponsors and brand activation and fan engagement, we don't have time to sit and obviously drown our sorrows or or cry into our lunch over a race that's obviously not gone to plan. So just have to keep your head up, keep moving forward, and it's not always going to be negative, is it?
I remember a few years ago, one driver who should remain nameless saying to me that there were two key elements, apart from the car being absolutely spot on, and that was the muscle memory from how you, your racecraft in the circuit, but how you got into the car, what frame of mind you're in, your mind state, if you like. And I guess that's what you're saying there, isn't it? Is to not worry about those things. Don't fret about that and get in the right place.
Yeah, 100%. I believe that 90% of this game is above your eyes. Really, I've come into this year feeling like I'm in a really, really good place all round. Obviously, off the track as well. On track, yeah, obviously, I'm one of the 20 touring car drivers. It's a really special position to be in. And I know that I've got an ability and I'm capable. Shown that last year. So you've got to have the self-confidence, self-belief. I can't afford to doubt yourself in this game. Just keep a level head at all times, really. As soon as you almost... I hear people liken a circuit to be like the bogey circuit. Oh, I don't go so well here, and you can't afford to be like that in this game, because I always say you're a goal down before you've kicked off, if you like, or you think, oh, I'm not going to be so strong this weekend. You've just got to go in all guns blazing at all times, because me, myself and everyone involved put so much in, so invested into this, that you can't afford to be any other way.
I know you have your family with you, and I've chatted to them. They are lovely, lovely people. How important are they to your racing?
Oh, absolutely crucial for me. A really blessed position to obviously have the support that I do to even be sitting here in the first place. And last year again highlighted how important that is, because they're with you through the highs and the lows. And actually this morning I was sat having breakfast with Nick Halstead, and I said, we were talking a lot about last season, and I said, you know what? I mentioned the mid-season slump earlier. It's amazing how quiet your phone goes when you've had like a couple of weekends on the bounce of barely scoring a point and whatnot. You've had the highs of a podium, and then you can barely string any kind of decent result together for many factors, and it's amazing how quiet the phone goes. But look, the people that are there behind your back every step of the way, are the people that matter at all times, and you've got to hold on to them. And obviously, yeah, my family and a lot of my sponsors feel like family as well. I'm in a really lucky position with them too. That, yeah, obviously, I always feel quite bolstered at all times, knowing that the results aren't the be-all and end-all sometimes.
Yeah, but based on the cracking results that you had last season, if you can do that again this season, your phone's going to be ringing constantly, I bet.
Yeah.
Talking of which, looking ahead, you've had some track time. I mean, I know it's been disrupted by weather, but you've had some wet and some dry testing. How has that gone? What are the changes that you're looking to make to the car? I mean, we'll talk about the hybrid change in a moment.
Yeah, obviously, mixed condition has been quite good. I'd liked a little bit more dry running, but yeah, we've still got tomorrow to go. I think the biggest thing for me is obviously last year up against multiple champions and guys that have been in this since, like Tom Chilton, my teammate, racing since the year I was born. They leave a pit lane.
Have you told him that? Have you mentioned
that? Oh, yeah, I always remind him of that. Always. they leave a pit lane and they've got the muscle memory. They get straight on the money from the first new tyre run. And for me, it was always like playing a little bit of catch-up last year because I'd never been to circuits in this car. We've obviously got that out of the way, banked a huge amount of experience, huge amount of data. So everywhere we go now, can't use that wild card free excuse sometimes. So with pre-season, it's been a case of that. We've visited everywhere we were last year and I knew exactly what I was doing, obviously, which then allows me to focus on car development and getting the most from that, maximising the tools that I've got, maximising a new tyre and everything like that. Whereas this time last year, I was still learning, you know, protocols, how to actually drive the car, if you like. So, yeah, last year, again, just taught me so much. And that's why I just feel like a completely different person coming into this year.
Seeing you in the garage with, you know, Tom Ingram, Tom Chilton, Nick Halstead, there seems to be a good bond between the four of you. Even though you're competing against each other, there seems to be a good bond.
Yeah, there really is. We're in a really privileged position. Obviously, I've got a wealth of experience in the two Toms to obviously bounce to and from across the weekends. We're pretty open book at Accelerate. All of our engineers get on extremely well. And the mood in the camp this year is quite different to last year. Really, really positive.
In what way?
Just the overall harmony, how everyone's working together, like a close-knit family, if you like. And not that that wasn't the case last year, but obviously, yeah, the more it's like that, then the more success we're going to have across the board. Yeah. We're all one team, and you know we want to take back that team's championship again this year as well.
Absolutely. Now let's just talk about the hybrid, because you've had a chance to test this new extra boost, which everybody's telling me is quite something. What's your take on it?
Yeah, well, again, this comes down to, obviously, people look at the TSL timing sheets from these test days pre-season, and you don't know what people are up to. Now, my time was obviously pretty strong, but that wasn't running the new hybrid. So, we're obviously, we had 40 brake horsepower at boost, like last year. We weren't on 2024 spec. So, again, you can't read too much into what people are up to, because people probably think, Pearson's definitely been on full hybrid. He could have been underweight, he could have been on this tyre and speculate. But actually, yeah, I'm keeping really grounded, but we are in a strong position. I'll use the full 80 brake horsepower boost tomorrow, hopefully all day, head around one. I've heard a lot that it changes braking points, it changes how you're approaching the corners, and we're obviously going to see lap times that are going to be obviously reaching new heights for the BTCC. It's going to be quite remarkable, I think.
It's going to change strategy, isn't it? Because of the way it works and how it's deployed. And you could end up with some real front runners being further back down the grid because they haven't got, you know, if it's worth 6 tenths a second or what, or, you know, some people said, I mean, Tom Chilton mentioned to me, it's going to change the overall strategy. Isn't something else to think about on top of what you've already got, got to think about?
Yeah, exactly. And again, that's what makes a touring car special. Obviously, a lot for us as teams to get our heads around and also the fans. But I think it will create a good spectacle this year. It's going to almost act a little bit like the DRS in Formula One, if you like. I think if you've not got it, you're going to be at a real, like you say, disadvantage. I think I would always like to get to the end of a race and have plenty of it left, because that's when you can see some big moves on the cards. But yeah, this is where the difference between a good engineer and a great engineer comes in, because they're going to have to keep us right on the headset and what everyone else is doing around us too. And that again comes down to highlights how much of a team sport this is, because as drivers, we can't do it ourselves sometimes.
So you've got last year, and a cracking year it was, under your belt. You've got that experience, you've got that racecraft, you've got that knowledge. What expectation are you putting on your... You're smiling. What expectation are you putting on yourself for the first half of the season, shall we say?
Yeah, well, last year brought no expectation coming in as a rookie. This year, we're still eligible for the Jack Sears Trophy. Mm. That is our outright focus. Obviously, along the way, we want to be consistently qualifying in the top 10 and finishing there and banking the points to obviously clinch that trophy at the end of the season. And obviously make sure that we do not go into 2025 still eligible for that trophy. So we either win it or we're on the outright podium. That's the overall aim. It doesn't bring any added pressure, I don't think. I think we're in a real strong position to be in the running for it. We were at points last year, apart from some bad luck here and there, and just got to be consistent. It's cool for me to have that, you know, that element to focus on, the championship to focus on, as opposed to just being out there trying to achieve top 12s, top 10s or whatever. We've got that sole focus, and obviously with the bigger picture, it takes a lot to be a champion in any series, and you have to put the Jack Sears Trophy Championship together across all 30 races of the season, and that will hopefully give me a lot of experience to one day do it in the overall championship too.
Yeah, focus on what you're doing and not worry too much about what others are doing.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I'm sure you're going to have an absolutely brilliant season. As we say, the sun is still out, so you're a good omen. Hopefully you have a good dry day of running tomorrow, and I wish you the very best for the championship. I'm sure we'll chat on many occasions. We like to have a bit of fun at this start of the season launch. And it comes with a couple of surprise questions. I've got five down here. You have to choose two numbers between one and five, and that'll determine the questions I ask you. So what first number would you like to choose between one and five?
Two.
Two. What other sports are you good at, or would you like to be good at?
Definitely would like to be good at golf.
What's your handicap? What do you play off?
The simplest answer is a tee. Play off a tee. Yeah. To be honest, I got really good during the COVID times because it wasn't a huge amount to do. Love golf. Watch it. I was watching the Masters yesterday, the highlights and whatnot this morning. Yeah. I would like to be good at it. It's one of the most frustrating sports out with motorsport.
Did you play against anybody else in the championship?
Haven't done yet.
Because there's some keen golfers out there.
I haven't done yet, but a BTCC golf day wouldn't go amiss.
You must put your name forward. You put your name forward. Right, and your second and final number between one and five?
Number three.
Number three. Which driver, living or dead, would you most like to race against?
That's a real tough question. I've got enough airtime. You know what? It's really weird because obviously Tom Chilton, Rob Huffer in the championship this year. I've got pictures with them in paddocks back in World Touring Car days from the age of maybe 5, 6, 7 year old. And yeah, that'll make them feel old. But obviously, sometimes that's a pinch yourself moment as well. Like growing up watching them, supporting Rob when he won the World Touring Car Championship, things like that. So that's cool. We're doing that. I would probably really like to have shared the grid with Mr. JP Plato, 100%. That would have been cool. But he retired, obviously, the year before I came in, which is a real shame.
Maybe he knew you were coming and got out of the way.
Maybe freed up a space, didn't it? We've spoken a couple of times on WhatsApp, and that's really nice too. I've never even met him, to be fair. That's a shame that he retired. But long, hard question to think about.
Maybe I'll catch up halfway through the season, see if you thought of anybody else. But great to see you, Ronan, and have a fantastic season.
Thanks so much.